Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless. Welcome to Tuesday Night Prayer. Hello, everyone. Go ahead and tag a friend right now. Let them know that we're live. My apologies. We're running a few minutes behind today, but nonetheless, we made it and we are here pressing through. And so I know it's been a week or so maybe since I've actually seen some of you, but nonetheless, we are here tonight. And we are going to go forth in Jesus' mighty name and let God have his way with us tonight in prayer. So go ahead and tell somebody we're on, that we're live, that we're here. You probably thought we weren't coming, but we are. We are here. If this is your first time on TikTok, hello, Krista. Hello. Following, we do Tuesday night prayer. Hi, India. How are you? How are you? How are you? On Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I do have a little bit of housekeeping for today. And Thursdays, hi, Camille, how are you? On Thursdays, we typically would be here at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And so this week, we're not going to make it. Actually, this week moving forward, starting this week, maybe I should be a little clear with what I'm trying to say. Starting this week, we will not be continuing our Thursday night. We're going to still do tea and testimony, and we're going to still have people come and minister and share their testimony of deliverance and whatever the Lord is leading them to share regarding their journey with God. We're going to continue to do that, but we're going to do it in a different way. And so the Lord is giving us a new direction in which he wants us to capture this information, these videos and all that sort of thing. And so we're going to pre-record those. We're going to pre-record them and upload them to our YouTube. So if you're interested in seeing those testimonial videos and teaching or whatever the Lord, you know, whatever he does, I always yield to his will when it comes to those testimonies. Anytime I show up or come before God's people, it's his show. It's his live. It's his platform. It's his podcast. None of it's mine. Truly, none of it's mine. So however he sees fit to push through with that instruction, I'll update you guys. I'll let you guys know. So, but Thursday nights, we will not be here. We are adding, for those who don't know, we are adding a day on Sundays. And so in the very near future, he's given me a few dates with when that will start, when that will begin. And we're opening up our Freedom Friday for our community and all of our partners and those that are partnered with this ministry for some face-to-face time for those to come and receive prayer, to receive deliverance. And so we'll be updating you. So make sure you're on our email list. Make sure you're on our email list so that you know the location. We're in Dallas, Texas. If you don't know, we're located in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And so we want to open up this time to you guys on Friday. And so we'll keep you posted. That is to be announced what those dates and what those times will be moving forward. So there's a lot of things shifting and moving and pivoting as God would have it, right? So it wouldn't be God if we weren't moving. It wouldn't be God if we were stuck and stagnant and still. So some things are for a season. And so as we're proceeding forward into the things that God is calling us into, we're being obedient. obedient to him. Nonetheless, we are being obedient. And so we will continue to have our virtual time together. That will not stop. That will continue. Blessings to all of you that are coming on. We'll continue to meet in this virtual space. So those of you that follow me on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you're chiming in and tuning in from, even when we have our face-to-face time together here in Dallas, Texas, we'll be streaming. We'll be definitely streaming. So we will not stop streaming so that you guys can also be a part of that. For those that aren't local, or maybe you aren't close enough to travel to come see us and feel, experience, and encounter the Holy Spirit. So I'm excited. Oh, Prophetess Tanya, listen, I cannot wait to meet you. Prophetess, I want to meet you. Listen, so please, Tanya, when you come to Dallas, make sure that we have a moment to connect. Please, Prophetess, I would love to meet you. It would be an honor to meet you. So when you come, I'm looking forward to it. So let me say hello to everybody that I can see here. I want to say hello to you. So I see Essence and Antoinette. And yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Crystal. Hi, Crystal. Sherry Hughes. Camille. Alexis. Krista G. Welcome, 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 welcome. I am glad to see you all tonight. It is good to see you all. So thankful, so grateful that you are here with us tonight. So let's move into preparing for prayer. I want to leave some things open, and I also wanted to give you guys today a chance to put in a few requests, in the chat. So I'm going to take a moment to allow you to put your request in through the chat with some things that may be on your heart, maybe on your mind, some things that maybe the Lord is wanting you to inquire or ask of him tonight. As we intercede and push through in prayer, I'm excited for whatever it is the Holy Spirit has for us here, whatever it is that he is speaking in and through our lives, I'm here for it. So this isn't about me. This isn't about the ministry itself or anything that we're doing, but we want to hear from God and we want to see and hear what he is doing. So I'm giving you guys an opportunity, please, to go ahead and put some requests, some things that you're seeking God regarding tonight as we press forward. Hi, Shanae. Hello, Jess. Hello, Bedley. How are you? How are you? How are you? And all of you that are following me on TikTok, if this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time is the time that we're here. And we digitally evangelize here. So as we prepare to go forth, let's go forth now in prayer. Make sure you're tagging, telling a friend, like, subscribe, and sharing this broadcast. If you're new to this channel, if you're watching on YouTube, please, please tag and tell a friend. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. So share this broadcast. Please share this broadcast on your platform. If you so feel led to, I would greatly appreciate it. Clarity and direction. Shanae, that is an excellent one. That is an excellent, excellent, excellent thing to ask of the Lord. So let's go before him now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you honor this day. Father, we give you glory. Father, we just ask that you will meet us here in this place, in this space. Father, that you will open up our hearts, God. That whatsoever it may be that is attached to us, whatever is assigned to us, whatever, Father God, that may even be resting upon us, Father God, that if it is not from you, Father, we just ask that you will remove it even now in the name of Jesus. Father, I just ask you now to make me, Father God, a proper intercessor, Father, that I may yield as we petition your throne to your will, to your way, to your wisdom, Father, whatsoever it may be that you design and desire to speak in and through me, God. Father, I pray that I will decrease, oh God, so that you may increase in me, Father. Father, I just pray that they will not see me, but they will see you, God, that they will not see me, but that they will see you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we come together, Father God, in corporate prayer, Father God, on one accord, Father, may our hearts and our minds and our mouths, Father God, may they synchronize in heaven so that our voices will begin to marry, Father, as you individually are able to see and hear and distinctly know our voices, for you know our voices, Father, and we know your voice. And if there's someone here struggling with hearing the voice of God, I see someone saying hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit sharper over here on TikTok. If you're struggling with hearing the voice of God, Father, I just pray that you will increase their sensitivity tonight. As we go forth in prayer, Father, that you will expand, Father God, that you will open their ears for those that feel like their ears may be clogged, that they can't hear the voice of God, that they may be distracted in this day, in this season, that they don't know where to go or what to say. So many of us, sometimes we hit a brick wall in prayer and we just don't know really what to do or what to say. And so God can hear your heart even when you're not speaking, even when you don't know the right words to say. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit tonight. I just ask right now, Holy Spirit, Father, to take every single thing that's attached, that's attacking me, that's on me, that's around me, that's in my mind, Father, that's on my heart, Father. Father, I just ask that you will loose your consuming fire so that I may be a proper vessel for the voice, for the word, and for whatsoever it may be that you would have us to intercede, to stand in agreement and pray, Father. Father, let not my prayers be hindered, because I have not repented and asked of your forgiveness, God, in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Father, I ask you tonight, Father, to filter through my mind even now as we proceed in prayer, Father. Father, I just ask that you will examine our hearts, oh God. Father, that you will see, Father God, not just me, but Father God, the Holy Spirit, Father, that intercedes, that partners, that comforts, that counsels. Father, I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to speak and breathe and brood over me and over your people, God, over your sons and over your daughters, over those that are here tonight, over those that will listen and watch the replay, God. Father, may our hearts be genuine. May we be sincere, oh God, that if we have come before you in this time with an insincerity, Father God, disingenuous, Father God, just seeking your hand and not your heart, Father, not just coming just to receive and get, but not give. Father, not to just dwell in, to bask in your presence, just to hear, just to be touched, just to feel you, to see you, to experience you, Father, just to have a moment with you, God. This is the time, this is the day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. There is so much that we have to be glad for, but yet so many people are focused on what's wrong and what's not right and what's never going to be. They focus on the things that are dying and the things that have died, or the things that they cannot properly see in their future. I receive, I believe, but I'm struggling in the area of my faith. What, God, show me the way. Father, open the path. Father, help me to hear and see and know and have trust in you. Father, just help meet me in this place, even though I'm not who I want to be. I'm not who I'm yet created to be. Father, even though I struggle with my identity, even though God has told me that I was his daughter, that he adopted me into the royal priesthood, that I received the righteous and royal inheritance in you, Father, I see myself as lowly. I see myself as unworthy. I see myself as not good enough. I see myself as others see me, not as you see me. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me see myself as you see me, God. Help me, oh God, to come to the secret place that when my heart is burdened, when my mind is tasked out, when I have so many tabs open, in my mind, God, and I can't discern, nor can I decipher you from Satan, from me, from my own insecurity, God. God, that if it be me in the way of my own self, Father, remove it, God. I don't want to hinder the things that you have said, the things that you are calling into my life. Father, help us, oh God, just to repent, Lord, to ask for your forgiveness, oh God. So even now, as we pray and as we press into the presence of our Father of Abba, as we begin to allow him to invite us, and as we invoke the presence of the high and holy and of the sovereign and supreme God, Father, you are above every name. Your name is above every name. Father, let us continue to contend with our own insecurities, with our own issues, with our own. Father, we give them to you. Let us not keep them for ourselves. Because apart from you, we can have nothing, we can do nothing, we can be nothing. There is nothing, Father, that we can move or even have our being in you. Father, we believe those things that are not as though they were. Father, help us not to just look at the negative, just to not look at what's not happening. Look at what's yet to come. Look at what we have yet to receive. But Father, help us, oh God, this day to see, Father God, the living life, the resurrection. Resurrecting power of God, the resurrecting power of God that proceeds, that dwells, that indwells, that rests upon us, that covers us, that cloaks us, that saturates us, that keeps us in all of our ways, God. Father, if anything may stand in our way, if anything will remain, or any residue, any remnant of the day, of the week, any remnant of the past, any remnant, God, that has hindered our journeys, that's hindered our path, that's hindered our purpose, that has kept us from walking in the fullness of who you are, God, that has kept us from identifying and seeing our true identities in you, God. Father God, today I pray, oh God, that the veil will be removed, Father, that the veil will be brought down, Father, for you have already torn the veil. Father, the veil is torn. So, Father, I just pray, oh God, today that every scale that covers your mind, that covers your eyes, every place in your life where you've allowed your eyes to go dim in the realm of the spirit, oh God, Father, I loose the consuming fire of God to consume it now. Cleanse us, wash us, save us, sanctify us. May the weight of our words speak as the blood speaks on our behalf. May our mouths and our words and our minds join and bind to the mind of Christ Jesus. Father, for your mind is even better, even greater, even bigger than anything that we could ever think to create or anything that we could ever imagine for our own lives. Father, we are limited. So we press in tonight to the infinite, to the eternal, to the everlasting God. For you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the all in all, you are the beginning and the end, you are the deliverer, you are our purpose partner, you are the lover of our soul. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just petition your mind tonight. My God, Father, we place our minds upon the altar tonight in prayer. Father, we petition, we pray, and we place our minds upon the altar tonight in the name of Jesus. Give us the mind of Christ. Give us the mind of Christ. Give us the mind of Christ Jesus. Give us your mind, God. Give us your heart, God. so that we may walk in the fullness of you, not as a fragmented version, not as in a broken version, not in a partial version, but in the fullness of who you are. Come on, so Bakaya. Father, we thank you. And today we stand on 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. And we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Whatever it is, oh God, that hinders, that delays, that divides, that conquers, that torments, that defiles. Here come an alaman soya. Whatever defiles. Whatever defiles, I speak to every defilement in your life tonight. Whatever unclean spirit, whatever lying spirit that is hindering your path and God's plan and God's purpose for your life tonight, in the name of Jesus, we loose the fire of the living God. We loose the fire of the living God to consume, to purify, to refine, to remove, to resuscitate. My God, revive us tonight, oh God. Resurrect us, oh God. The same resurrecting power, the same resurrecting power of the Holy Ghost. Fill us, fill us. Fill us, fill us, fill us, fill us, fill us, fill us with your glory. Fill us, oh God, 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 with your glory. Fill us with your glory. Fill us with your glory. Fill us with your glory, God. Fill us, fill us, fill us, fill us, fill us, fill us. Remove all guilt and shame. Remove all condemnation. Remove. Take it away, God. Take it away, God. Yesambalabanso. Grace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Daughters, sons, grace. Receive his grace today. Receive his peace tonight. Receive his mercy tonight. Receive God's favor tonight. Debenso roboko. Rimbanalamansaya. Hekelebanso rimbanalabanso. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Spirit. If you have your heavenly language, begin to allow the Holy Spirit to take root, to rule, to reign in your mind, in your mouth, and in your members. You couldn't think of the words to say. You couldn't think of the right words to say, for many have asked for clarity tonight, direction, peace, hope. My God, please. God, we ask of you. We don't beg of you. We ask. For your word says, if we ask, if we seek first the kingdom of God, all of these things will be added unto us. Father, we seek your kingdom. We seek your face. Father, we ask you tonight, oh God, for a face-to-face encounter with you tonight. Father God, may we experience you. May we encounter you. Father God, may you cover us. May you cloak us. May you carry us into our next. But even as we are in the very present place, Father, wherever they may be, wherever the men and women of God are, wherever they are, Father, loose your angels, oh God. May the winds blow tonight. As we call forth the north wind and the south wind and the east wind and the west wind, may all of the four winds from the four corners of the earth, may they continue as we pray and proceed, as we press in and pray. May the living God that lives, that dwells, that's alive in us, may the life of God breathe new life, for we are called to your purpose. We are called for your purpose. We are called for your purpose. Father, we are called for your purpose. We are called for your purpose, God. We are called for your purpose and your purpose alone. Whatever soulish prayers we have prayed, I bind them up right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever selfish motives that we have come before your throne, Father God, petitioning through fasting and blaspheming your name and blaspheming the presence of the Holy One, blaspheming you in this time because we wanted what we wanted from you, God, but not what you wanted from us, not what you wanted for us. God, forgive us, oh God, forgive us of our sins, forgive us of our transgressions, forgive us of our trespasses, forgive us for selfish desires, forgive us for our soulish intents. Father, forgive us, oh God. Father, I just ask you today, even as I stand here today, as your intercessor, as your daughter, as your faithful servant, Father, I say today, they know not what they do. We know not what we do. And for those that do, that have chosen to rebel, to reject, to still seek God's hand over his heart, may God find mercy. Father, have mercy on us. Have mercy on our souls. Have mercy on us. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord, for the times that we came to you in vain, for the times that we fasted in vain. My God, repent this day. How many times have you sat at the feet of the Father and agreed to petition time and his presence only because you had a selfish desire, a selfish motive that was wrapped up in fasting and praying and seeking him, not because you wanted to spend time with him, not because you wanted him to take you into your next, to strengthen you, to mature you, to grow you, to build your relationship with him, not because it was your due diligence and your due duty as a watchman on a wall, as a son of God, as a king in the earth, to manifest his divine destiny and will, to be a yielded and willing vessel for his design, for his desire, for his will. But instead, you chose you. You chose what you wanted. My God, you do know that the Father can see your heart. You do know that he can see your heart. You can't hide from God. You can lie to man. You can lie to me. You can lie, but you cannot hide and lie to God. As a matter of fact, I suggest you repent. I suggest you don't, because Sapphira and Ananias, they lied to the Holy Spirit and they died. This is not something to take lightly, sons of God. This is not something to play with. God is not to be played with. God is not to be mocked. God, listen, if you are going to take the time to turn down your plate and to allow your God to invite you into the presence of his holy being, into his supreme and sovereign space, and if it is not because you have a heart to serve, you have a heart to build, you have a heart for him, then why are you doing it? Why are you showing up? Why are you stealing from the presence and the power of God just to manifest your selfish will and your selfish desire? This is not the place for that. This is not the time for that. If you did not know, time is ticking. We are in the end times. So Father, I'm telling you, time is running out, saints. your season of grace, this dispensation of grace that we are presently in and under will expire. The expiration is coming. The changing of guards is here. God is searching and examining, and he is looking to and fro all throughout the earth to see who truly have a heart for him, who truly loves him, who really wants to be in his presence, who really wants to push his agenda and not your agenda, and not your agenda to build your own church, to build your own platform, to make a name for yourself, and to be connected and to be known. But if it's not so that he is known, if it is not for his will, if it is not for you to save souls, if it is not truly for you to allow people to encounter the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, then what are you doing it for? What are you showing up for? Why are you wasting his time? Why are you wasting your time when you're heart is far from him? When your heart is far from him, is your heart for him? Ask yourself that tonight. Ask yourself, is your heart for him? Not for the outcome, not for the result, not for the rewards, not for the resources, not for the riches of heaven, but is your heart truly for him? That even if you don't get what you ask for, even if you don't get what you're looking for, even if it doesn't look like what you thought it would look like, even if God does not answer you today, will you still show up? Will you still turn down your plate? Will you still press in and pray? Will you still fast? Will you still honor his name? Because his name is worthy to be praised. Because his name is worthy of the honor. Because he's worthy of the glory and nothing else. And we wonder why God has not answered and not fulfilled the commission and the prophetic revelation that he's given us, that we're still waiting on God to reveal himself and to move us into the places that he's promised us. It's because your heart is not circumcised. You cannot cross over into Canaan unless you truly die and circumcise your flesh, your fleshly will, your fleshly desires, your fleshly wants, your fleshly wishes, your arrogance, your pride. My God, Father, I repent. Because sometimes we may think we're good. Esambala Mansoya. We think in our self-righteousness. I pray, I fast, I show up for God. So I'm entitled to everything because I do the right thing, wrong. Even if you have thought something contrary to what God has said in, around, and over your life, you've already sinned against God. Your thoughts belong to God. Your mind belongs to God. Your mouth belongs to God. Your ministry belongs to God. Your marriage belongs to God. Your friends belong to God. Your family belongs to God. Your career belongs to job. Your everything you are, all that you will ever be, is his and his alone. So even myself, as I pray, because I don't even want my own issues or anything that I've ascribed to, anything that I've come into allegiance or in alignment with or in alliance with that was not of God, from God, for God, even in my own thought life, even in the things that I thought was right but wasn't right, even the things that looked good but wasn't God, even the things I said, well, this is good enough, even for the times that I've settled, even for the times that I've moved in mediocrity because I didn't feel like I was ready for the miraculous, whatever it may be, God, I no longer will allow myself to be victim and allow myself to be a victim, but to be the victor that you have called me to be. Declare tonight as we pray together that we are victorious through and in Christ Jesus. Say, I am victorious. I am the victor. I am healed. I am delivered. I am free. In the name of Jesus, no longer bound, no longer stuck in fear, no longer stuck in my past, no longer worried about what man says, that I will never bow my knee to Baal. So many of us are bowing our knee to Baal and the idols of Baal. You've made the man your idol. You've made that ministry your idol. You've made that prophecy your idol. You've made your money your idol. You've made your career your idol. You've placed so many things on the altar and you're not servicing your altar. You're not praising God. You're not giving God the glory, but you are erecting an evil altar against what God has said and who God is. God said, give me your mind. God said, give me your money. God said, give me your life. God said, give it to me, daughter. Give it to me. Give it all to me. Give it all to me. I desire to live through you. I desire to speak through you. I desire to indwell. I desire to marry you and for us to become one flesh. I desire for your walk to mirror mine. I desire you to come into the new thing. I desire for you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Help me to deliver and to bring forth the new and to resurrect you in the areas in which you have died, in the areas in which the enemy has stolen and taken from your life. Allow me to breathe new life. Allow me to breathe new life. New life. Breathe, Holy Ghost. Ki alimenta robantande edemenso. Rimbanalamansa. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Here come and soak the calabansa. Whatever it is, whoever they may be, I don't care their title. I don't care their function. I don't care if they are not in agreement, in alignment with the divine will of God. Place them on the altar right here tonight. Put them on the altar. Right here tonight. You can't save them. You can't stop them. You can't help them. You can't deliver them. You cannot. There's one deliverer. There's one savior. And his name is Jesus. That job description has been taken. You don't have enough. You'll never be enough. You can never do enough. For the areas in which are broken, the restorative power, the reconciling power, the resurrecting power of God can only come from him, not you. Only from him. So move out of his way. Move out of his way. Don't block your blessings. Don't block your blessings. Don't block your blessings, sons. Don't block your blessings. Don't block your blessings. I decree and declare that tonight, that every single mantle, that every single assignment, that every single resource that God has revealed, that God has released in the heavenly realm, that it be dispatched, that it be loosed, and that it be given unto you at the appointed time and at the appointed season, that you yield and repent and ask the Father, ask the Lord to take anything that doesn't belong, anything that shouldn't be there, anything that he didn't ask to take with you. Leave it now. Right now. Leave it on the altar. Leave it on this altar tonight in prayer. And I pray, oh God, that the consuming fire of God will burn it up. Here, Kalamanso Rabasan. Rendidibenso Mamamasi. Burn it up. Burn it up, God. Burn it up, God. Burn it up, God. Burn it up. 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 Every coveting altar, I burn it up by the fire of God. Every evil altar. Every altar of mammon. Every altar, recanto rababasa, edelaman so rebamamasi. Every witchcraft altar, recanto rababasa, contending with your life, contending with my life, contending with your children, contending with your spouse, contending rebanto rabakanto rabamamasa, rendeleban. So I loose the fire of God, the fire of God. I loose the fire of God. Loose your fire, Lord. Loose your fire, Lord. Loose your fire, loose your fire, loose your fire, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, loose your fire, burn it, break it, 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 burn it. In the name of Jesus, Hikalamanso. And we build our altars before God. Build your altar. Build your altar before God. Your altar of worship. Your altar of praise. Your altar of thanksgiving. Give them your thanks. Give them your heart. Pour out today. Father, we thank you for our minds. Thank you, Lord, for our minds. Let us not take for granted, God. Let us not take for granted. Even our minds. We place our minds, our children's minds, our spouse's minds. We put them now upon the altar and we ask that the consuming fire. Have your way, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Poco la leman sante kala manso. Hike le manto bamba masala. Likoto rabakanti ele bendande rebosso. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Edemen si elema. Lanti ala bakora. Likantande edemenza. Lende la mansof. Lord, fight for us. Lord, let your blood speak for us tonight. Let your blood speak for us. Let your blood speak for us. A better thing, God. A better thing that when Satan accuses us, God. When he accuses us, God. Lord, fight for us, God. Lord, contend with those that are contending with us, God. Lord, loose your angels. Lord, loose your angelic armies of assistance tonight, oh God. For every area, for every place, for every space, for everything, both known and unknown, both hidden and unaware, both ignorant, Father, and aware. Father God, show us. Father, may the light of the Lord reveal the hidden things. Reveal, oh God. Every scheme, every plan, every plot of the enemy that contends with our lives, that contends with our future. Father, may we not be deceived. Ooh. May we not be deceived, God. I see the spirit of deception. I see deception. I've been seeing deception for quite some time. But it has overtaken and overwhelmed the minds of the men and women of God. Thinking and believing that they are where someplace they are not. Thinking and believing that they are in their rightful place with God, but there are some areas that we need to yield and give to God wholly, solely, for him to do his work. If you will just allow him, if you will just allow him the more you come before his feet, the more you pray, the more you fast, the more you seek his face. You have no choice but to see, hear, and know the truth. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of all truth. The revealer of all truth. So find where your heart, where is it? Is it truly with God? Is it truly for God? Is it truly for God? Is it really? Tell yourself, tell the truth. Is it really for him? My God. Lord, help us to repent and turn from our habitual, ritualistic, legalistic, traditional, cultural, check in the box behavior. My heart's desire is you, God. God, I love you. I'm in love with you. There is nothing I love more than you. Whatever it is that you want from my life, you can have it. Whatever you want, you can have it. Whatever you want, God, you can have it. I died a long time ago. I no longer live, but yet you live. I will live this life. I will die serving you, and I will live an eternity serving you. My life is yours, God. My life is yours, God. Have you given him your life? You confess with your mouth, but what do you believe? What do we see? Is your confession aligning with what we see? Can we see your life submitted, yielded, willing, that at all cost? Have you given him your timelines? Have you given him your life? The oil cost. It's a sacrifice. Have you consecrated your life as the priest and king? Have you allowed him to take precedence and priority in every area of your life? If you said no, it's okay. We're all works of progress. We're all in process. We're all headed in the direction of yielding to the will of the Father and seeing the promise come to the pass. But do you want to see the promise more than you want to see the protector, the defender, the savior? Wash us, cleanse us, heal us, deliver us, set us free, oh God. Set us free, Lord. For there is nothing that we want more than relationship with you. There is nothing that I desire more than a life with you in eternity. Than a life with you in eternity. Than a life with you, oh God, in eternity. There is nothing that I want more. Lord, take it all. Lord, you can have it. Lord, take it all. What am I without you? What are you without him? What are you apart from him? What can you have apart from him? What can you do apart from him? Absolutely nothing. Your gifts are no good. Your treasures, your talents. What good is it? What good is it? What good is it to be married. If your marriage does not edify God, what good is it to have children if you are not going to raise them up to serve the Lord? What good is it to have that job if you aren't ministering and bringing souls to the kingdom of God? What good is it to have your car if you aren't going to use it to serve, to service those that are in need? What good is your life if it is not fully yielded, submitted to Abba, Father? What good is it? What good is it? Why? What is your why? Why? What is your why? Why do you pray? Why do you fast? Why do you seek God? Why do you want to be? Why do you want to enter into? Why? What is your why? Ask yourself tonight. Is it because God promised you millions of dollars? Is it because God promised you a house on the hill? Is it because God promised you a husband or a wife? Is it because, what is your why? If it is not to edify, if it is not to empower, if it is not to inspire, if it is not to encourage, if it is not to deliver, if it is not to save, and if it is not to set the captives free, if it is not to move in the miracle signs and wonders of Christ Jesus, if it is not to minister the gospel, if it is not to save those that are lost in and by and through the power of the Holy Ghost through Christ Jesus, if it is not for that reason, if it is to elevate your own name, is it, if it's to find your own influence, if it's to expand your YouTube, your TikTok, is it to monetize your platform? Like, what is your why? Like, why do you seek God? Why do you pray? Why do you fast? Why did you ask God for a wife? Why did you ask God for a husband? If you weren't going to love, to honor, to cherish, to steward, to govern, to manage, to sanctify, if you weren't going to uplift, if you weren't going to edify, if you weren't going, why? Why? Was it to have some cute Instagram pictures? Was it so that you could be in the number? Was it so that you could feel validated and accepted by someone? Was it so that you could be accepted by man? Was it so? Why? What? Why? Why did you accept that job? Why? Was it for you? Was it for you? What is it for? Kela mansie le bansoya. Kala banto rembanta ye de bansi. Lord, we repent. Lord, help us. My God. Lord, help us. Where we have gone wayward, Lord, bring us back. Lord, reconcile us. Lord, restore us. Lord, renew us. Lord, help us, God. Lord, we need your help. Our children need our help. Our husbands need our help. Our wives need our help. Our spouses need our help. Our region needs our help. This city needs our help. This nation needs our help. This country needs our help. They need us. God needs us to be in our rightful place, to be in our rightful position. God needs us. Can he use you? Can he use you? Can he use you? Are you proper and fit for the use of the Lord? Or are you seeking your own gain? What are you seeking from God? Is it the building? Is it the church? What is it? Or is it truly because you want to serve God? because you want to build and advance his kingdom, or because you want to see people that are hurting be delivered and set free? Is it because you want to see kingdom marriages? Is it because you want to see unity and you want to see clarity brought to the body? Is it because you want to see people move in the fullness of God? Is it because you want to see the broken be repaired, be restored? Is it because you want to see people truly be reconciled to him? Is it because... what is your reason? What's the reason? Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for settling our matters in heaven. We thank you that the kingdom of God will come and manifest itself in the earth as it is in heaven. It shall be in the earth. Father, we thank you for the petitions and the prayers, even the prayers that you have not answered. Father, we thank you for the time and season. For you said, I, the Lord, will make it happen. I, the Lord, in due season. So, Father, let us not fall out of sync with you. Let us not be out of season. Let us bear fruit in season. Father, build, teach, train, equip, deliver, heal, and loose a fresh new zeal over our lives tonight. A fresh new fire, a fresh new zeal, a new hope. Where hope was lost, restore hope. Restore hope. Min dalabansan dalabantoko rapaya. Restore us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Be healed. Be restored. Now, in Jesus' name. 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 And it is so. And it is so. And it is so. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we love you. We honor you and we cherish you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord. We believe by faith that we have received tonight from you. We thank you, God, for the yea and amen. We say that it is so, and so it shall be. We decree, we declare it this day. It is established, for as it is in heaven, it is in the earth. And we say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank him. Thank him now. Thank him now. It's already done. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is your portion. It is so. It is here. It is now. Take hold of your now until your next. Praise God in this place. Give God glory. For he is worthy of the glory. He is worthy of the honor. He is worthy of the praise, that even if you have not seen all that he has said, he is still wondrous, supreme and sovereign and glorious. He is still the God of all God, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. He is still the Almighty One. In the name of Jesus, And for that, we give you thanks. For that, we give you glory. For that, we lay our lives down before you. For that, because you laid your life down for us. You, a blameless, sinless, sovereign God, laid your life down just for me. If it was only me, if it was only you, just so that we could escape hell and live eternally with him. Thank you, Jesus. What an honor to be your servant. What an honor. What a pleasure to be your daughter. What a pleasure it is to be the daughter of the King. What a pleasure it is, though we endure long suffering and we endure persecution and we will persevere to the end. Though there is no end in him, we shall endure through eternity. And for that, God, we give you thanks. For that, God, we give you the glory. For that, God, we give you our praise. For that, God, we give you our lives. For that, God, it's yours and yours alone. There's no one that can share it. There's no one that can keep it. There's no one that can take it. God, it is yours. It's all yours, will forever be yours. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. Woo, we thank you, Lord. Abba, Daddy, Father, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are faithful, God. You are faithful, God. We love you. We love you. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Yes, we do. We love him. Tell him you love him. Tell him you love him. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Tell him you love him. Tell 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 him. Thank you, Lord. God bless. God bless. We love him. God bless. If you feel led to sow a seed tonight into this word, into this prayer, into your next, even in the present place that you're in, whatever you feel led, if you are so led by the Spirit of the living God to sow, this is good soil, and you see fit to plant a seed tonight into this ministry. It is an honor and a pleasure as I pray and cover every seed that comes into this ministry, that God does his work and his will in accordance to the divine destiny that has been written in and over your life. May it come forth tonight. I decree and declare a blessing that is so big that you cannot carry it in the name of Jesus. Whether you've sown in time, whether you've sown in your treasures, whether you've sown, whatever you have sown tonight, as long as you have sown with your whole heart, God honors it. May God bless you. May God keep you. If you would like to sow through Cash App, you can do so now at $FlawedFree, $FlawedFree. If you like Zelle, you can Zelle at info@theflawedandfree.com. And or if you would like to give on our secure website through Givly or Tithely or PayPal, if you are out of the country, you can give a number of ways through our secure site at theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. God bless you, Rose, for moderating TikTok for me, woman of God. I pray a blessing for your service to me and to this ministry, for your moderating support and showing up every time I show up. Thank you, Rose. God bless you. I attach the blessing of the Lord that has been decreed tonight over your life for your service and time to sow with your whole heart. I am greatly in full gratitude and very appreciative for those that are moderating, that are monitoring, that are behind the scenes, that are helping tonight with this live and all of the things that you ladies do for this ministry, Flawed and Free. Thank you, all of you. I could not do it without you. I thank God for the heart that he's put in you to serve and service this ministry as we serve God and God's people. Though the work and the call is not easy, I thank you for your continued obedience in serving here. I do not take it lightly. And I thank you all. I thank you all for showing up here tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Good night, everybody. See you guys next week. See you next week.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can cash app us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.